This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. It's pretty well established that Alaska has more rivers and streams than any other state in the U.S. Exactly how many of those rivers and streams host anadromous fish, though, is still a mystery. KDLL's Elizabeth Earle has this story.
Anadromous fish are those that spend part of their life at sea and part in freshwater, like salmon. Trout Unlimited and the Kenai Watershed Forum are trying to solve a little bit more of that mystery this summer. They're looking for volunteers who are willing to get a little cold and damp to identify and document all the species they can find in some of the Kenai Peninsula streams this year, starting with a training scheduled for June 5th. Dave Acheson, who is coordinating the project for the Kenai Peninsula's Trout Unlimited chapter, says the project has been growing for a while.
It's been a project that a lot of groups have kind of worked on over the years, and it just, you know, folks that want to conserve our fisheries want to document those. And it's basically, it's a good idea just for the scientists to know, at least to document what kind of fish are in each watershed and water body. So in general, it'll help with expanding our knowledge of what streams actually have anadromous fish in them.
Trout Unlimited is a national conservation organization made up mostly of freshwater sport fishermen, with chapters all over the country, including on the Kenai Peninsula. Acheson says the local chapter has been looking for a project for some time, and one of the board members several years ago suggested this one. The local chapter received a grant from the national organization last year, but the COVID-19 pandemic threw a wrench into it, and they postponed the effort to this year. That lined up nicely with the Kenai Watershed Forum, which was planning similar work. Acheson says they will partner this year to avoid duplicating efforts.
Our initial grant, we were like 35 streams. We said we wanted to document our different watersheds, which is really ambitious. And so that might be more like a 5-year goal. So we're hoping to get, if we get 6 to 10 this year, we'll be happy.
The Kenai Watershed Forum is training Trout Unlimited on fish identification for the project next week. The organization is also doing its own work to beef up the anadromous waters catalog through a state grant. Brandon Borneman is the executive director for the forum. And just note, he's also on KDLL's board of directors.
15 years ago, we were able to look at a map and, you know, you had hundreds of streams that seemed like they weren't documented, that had potential for fish. And you could generally access those streams on a number of those streams, maybe a handful on a day trip.
Now, a lot of those easier to reach spots have already been documented.
The places that really need protection now are the places that are hard to get to.
He says getting protection for salmon habitats is critically important. Streams in the state's anadromous waters catalog are protected by law. He says the organization recently called upon those protections when a landowner who wasn't aware of local regulations took a backhoe to an anadromous stream.
If that stream that person was working in wasn't documented, there would have been no repercussions. There would have been nothing to prevent that, if you will.
Acheson says the training schedule for June 5th is open to anyone who would like to participate. Volunteers will be trained on how to identify species and how to document them, with the goal of doing the main sampling this fall. He says the group is primarily targeting some streams north of Kenai, including some really remote ones. He says anyone who wants to sign up for the training can contact him at 398-4216 or by email at daveacheson@hotmail.com. Reporting for KDLL, I'm Elizabeth Earle.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.